Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth at Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for spending your morning, your afternoon, or your evening with me. I hope that these prayers are helping to change the landscape of your life. That's my prayer. In a good way, not in a bad way, not like ruining a hedge or something like that, but pruning a tree. So that's the good way. We are in Psalm 26, verses 4 and 5. And again, these are verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships. And this is in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB version of the Bible. And it says this: I do not sit with the worthless or associate with hypocrites. I hate a crowd of evildoers, and I do not sit with the wicked. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, these are some pretty harsh words, and it reminds me that the Bible is pretty blunt sometimes. And the psalmist is making a declaration here about who he's not going to associate with. And so, in other words, when other people associate with him, or they look at him or her, but in this case a him, they know that he is a man of integrity who does not spend his waking hours with people who would pull him down. And so, Lord, I pray for that same principle to apply to our own lives, that you would give us discernment about those tempter Trevors in our lives who cause us to want to walk down a path away from you. Lord, there's lots of paths, and Jesus, you said the way is narrow that leads to you, but the pathway is wide that leads to destruction. And it seems like, as I picture this in my mind, there are hundreds of thousands of people on those wide paths with really loud voices, often even loud social media voices, beckoning us away from you, away from the narrow path. So would you just give us discernment today about what voices to listen to? And Lord, maybe that means being quiet for a period of time. We are in a loud culture. People are yelling and shouting at each other all the time, and it's just awful. So Lord, maybe we just need to silence our social media and just spend some time with you, or spend time reading your word, so that we can get our hearts reoriented to the things of you, the things of this kingdom, instead of things of the kingdom of this earth. Lord, I thank you so much for the fact that even when we are hypocritical, because we could be all these people, we could be without worth, we could be hypocritical, we could be evildoers, we could be wicked. And before you, we were all those things. Before we met you, we absolutely were all those things. We certainly questioned our worth. We certainly said one thing and did the other. We certainly chose to do evil. We certainly devised wicked plans. We lived in the flesh. We lived for ourselves. We were on the throne of our lives. And so, Lord, I pray for, I thank you for the grace that you have given us, that we are no longer this. But I pray for the people who I know and who this audience knows who don't yet know you. They are categorized in this way because they don't know you yet. They don't know any better. They don't know that there is freedom from the chains of bondage of sin. There's freedom that comes by trusting in something bigger than themselves. There's freedom that comes by trusting in the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. There is freedom that comes from bending the knee instead of always trying to stand up and be strong. There is freedom that comes from subjugating our lives beneath the one who loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. There is so much freedom, and I'm longing for it in my friend's life, in my family member's life particularly. I am longing to see freedom. And I pray for, we pray that you would gently and beautifully and powerfully woo those who don't yet know you, the people in our lives that don't know you at all and have spent their lives running away from you. I pray you would bring them to yourself. And as I prayed on the Pray Every Day show before, I also lift up those prodigals, those who've tasted and seen that you are good, but have squandered the wealth that they've received and have turned their back on you and walked away. Lord, thank you again that you leave the 99 to chase the one. Would you just chase after those prodigals that we know, those who have started to live a life that they probably don't even want to live, but they've become ensnared and entrapped by sin. Would you lead them back home today, I pray? This is the cry of our hearts. This is the longing. And I know that your desire is that none would perish, that all would come to saving knowledge of you. And so I pray this prayer of salvation today for prodigals, for those far away, and also with gratitude for this great salvation you have enacted on our behalf. We live humbly, joyfully, in awe of what you have done and what you continue to do. Help us to believe that you are bigger than the sin of our friends and family member. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're a huge blessing to this show. Also, thank you to Jessica Seal, who's one of the Patreon sponsors. She went to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay, and there are different levels, and she chose one, and she backed us, and you can do that for as little as $1 a month. So $12 a year actually makes a huge difference in the world and in the kingdom of God. So thank you so much, Jessica, for doing that. And for all of you who are struggling, especially with friends and family members who are far away, please understand, God is with you. He sees you and he's listening to your prayers. Do not lose heart. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have 4 journals and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one and a spring one and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your pray every day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me.